Good evening. This is Danielle Soto with the South Coast Air Quality Management District. We're going to begin with our introductions.
Susan Nakamura, Planning and Roles.
Amir Dejbach, Engineering and Permitting.
Pedro Becerras, Health Effects.
Jill Wynot, Chief Operating Officer.
Daphne Sue with Legal.
Nick Sanchez with Legal.
Victor Yip, Compliance and Enforcement.
Andrea Polidori, Atmospheric Measurements.
Thank you very much.
Yes. We should acknowledge Ricardo Rivera, who is doing our simultaneous translation in Spanish, as usual.
Yes, thank you, Ricardo. We will also get started with our monitoring update.
All right. Good evening, everyone. This is Andrea from Atmospheric Measurements. And so the last sampling day was yesterday, November 27th. And so we do have all of the data available on the website up until November 18th from the street sites and up until November 15th from for the school sites. And the data that were basically for the samples that were collected on November 21st and November 24th will be posted on our website tomorrow. So generally speaking, the Chrome 6 levels in Paramount for the past month were generally low, with just a few exceptions. On November 9th, there were a few sites with values that were slightly above, 1 to 1.3 to 1.4 nanogram per cubic meter. But generally speaking, all of the Chrome 6 concentrations in Paramount have been fairly low for the past month. And one other update is that we removed some of the samplers from Site 7, 13, 18, and 21. Those were removed over the weekend on November 4th. And basically, we will relocate these samplers to other locations. This concludes my updates.
Thank you. You know, I forgot to ask on the phone if we had any staff. Is there anyone on the line?
Yes, Patrick here in media.
Thank you, Patrick. Okay, we'll now go to our compliance update.
This is Victor Yip with compliance. Since November 16th, the district has received just a handful of complaints. Last week was pretty quiet with three complaints, one on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. All complaints received were investigated and we responded to them. None of the complaints, our inspector was able to confirm an odor or trace it to any source. So the complaints did not result in any enforcement action. We continue to conduct weekly surveillance of the area, and we have inspection staff standing close by to respond to any complaints in a timely manner. And that concludes my update.
Thank you. Is there an engineering update?
Yes. Good evening. Amir Dejbach from Engineering and Permitting. Since our last call, we have issued permits to construct the Carlton Forge to install odor control systems to their existing air pollution control devices that vent the grinding room at their facility. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Amir. Is there a rules update?
Hi, this is Susan Nakamura. So we're working on proposed amended rule 1469. It's for chrome plating and chromic acid anodizing. This is a rule that affects Aniplex and other facilities that are doing a similar type of operation. We released revised rule language on November 17th, along with a second revision to the preliminary draft staff report. We have a working group meeting, the eighth working group meeting, scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday at 5 o'clock in Compton. And we have a public workshop scheduled for next week. And that concludes my update.
Thank you very much. Is there a legal update?
Are we connected?
Good evening. This is Nick Sanchez. There is no legal update, but I am available to answer any questions anyone may have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Patrick, on the phone, is there an update for media?
There was no media update.
Okay, thank you. And so now we'll start the question portion. If you could send your questions to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We will answer them in the order that we receive them. Again, publicadvisor@aqmd.gov.
Fabian joining in.
Hi, Fabian.
Hey.
In the meantime, while we're waiting for questions, it would be greatly appreciated if you were on the line listening in, if you could send an email to publicadvisor@qmd.gov just to let us know that you're out there listening to these updates. You know, if you're a resident of the city, we'd really appreciate knowing that people were listening in, even if they didn't have any questions. And we'll leave that anonymous. Again, any questions you have, please send them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. And if you're listening, if you could just send an email letting us know that you are on the call. We'll give another 2 minutes. Again, if you have any questions, please email them to publicadvisor.gov and let us know if you're in listening. AQMD.gov. Publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Excuse me. Okay, well, with no questions this evening, thank you very much. And that will conclude our call for tonight. And next month, we will not have a call in the month of December. We will put that on the website and make an email e-newsletter blast. So thank you very much and have a good night.